The protests in the United States have prompted rallies here over the treatment of Indigenous people in custody and other racial inequalities facing Indigenous Australians. It comes as an investigation begins into the New South Wales police officer who kicked an Indigenous teenager to the ground, causing him injury. June Oscar is the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Social Justice Commissioner. I spoke with her a short time ago and asked her about what parallels she sees between the movements in the United States and Australia.
It does draw parallels to what has been our experience here in terms of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people's interactions with the police. We know we've had the Royal Commission into Aboriginal Deaths in Custody, where there's been, you know, hundreds of recommendations calling for systemic reform from these practices.
New South Wales Police Commissioner Mick Fuller says the officer filmed throwing an Indigenous teenager to the ground during an arrest in Sydney this week had a bad day. A lot of people have taken issue with that language. Is that language acceptable?
I think it's very unacceptable that, you know, if someone's having a terrible day at work, that they should seek help and refrain from placing citizens at risk. So I think that is very unacceptable.
That particular case is under investigation internally by the police, but the officer's been put on reduced duties. Do you think that's an acceptable response, or would you like to see something else happen?
Well, look, I think this calls for greater reforms to ensure safety and protection of all citizens. But I think this is a long-standing issue.
Do you feel like there is an appetite for reform on these issues?
Well, I'd like to believe so, Patricia. We're seeing the serious engagement of the Indigenous leadership into reforming our health sector through Closing the Gap refresh strategy. We've seen the partnership established with the Prime Minister and the former Council of Australian Governments. There is every likelihood that we can work together.
Of course, there have been protests in Australia as well, and they have been focused on our own issues around, as we've been talking about, Indigenous incarceration. I know that there's been also commentary that we're different from the United States. We don't see the kind of mass protests we've seen there. How do you reflect on those differences and similarities?
Well, I think, you know, there are greater populations of Native and Black Americans that have taken part in many, many protests of many, many, many decades. And we have seen protests take place in our country on many issues. And that, you know, those protests have a place in advocating for the changes that we want to see, that we need to see. And we have seen greater numbers of non-Indigenous Australians join those protests and rallies to bring about public advocacy and exposure of the issues impacting Indigenous Australians.
There does seem to be, though, a really strong sense of frustration that we're still having some of these conversations in 2020. It feels like that's part of the story, not the whole story, but part of the story in the United States. Why are we still lagging on some of these issues?
Well, you know, it is frustrating, and sadly, we are still calling for changes on long-standing issues, issues that have been on the table, out there publicly, where Indigenous people and people in America have been calling for. It is frustrating. We do need the courageous leadership of governments and those in our political systems and those who are leading our public institutions to have the courage to speak out and support the change that the public have been calling for.
Of course, this footage of George Floyd is really alarming. I mean, it's very hard to watch. And I know many viewers will agree with me there. It's one of the most difficult things I've ever watched. But this is an experience that many Indigenous Australians are saying has been experienced here, but the outrage hasn't been the same. Why the difference?
Well, I think there are other ways that our organisations and our communities go about calling for change. So we go about it in a quieter and perhaps non-public way first off. So we try to seek the opportunity for dialogue and discussion and negotiation. And there comes a point in time, though, where we need to be doing this publicly. We need to be bringing these issues out into the public space, and that Indigenous people here are supported by our non-Indigenous Australians. You know, there are different ways that we can go about calling for change, and we have been doing that in the community, and we have seen some good progress made on the things that matter to us. But I think this is a growing phenomenon around public protest where people are coming out in numbers.
We've previously talked about your own experiences with racism. Have you also had negative experiences with policing or in your family as well?
I have, sadly, in the past, have had issues around attitudes of individual police in working in a community like mine, where there are multiple languages being spoken. English is a fourth or fifth language. And I'm proud to say that I have invested, along with many other community leaders in the Kimberley, a trust relationship with the police on the ground and the police hierarchy, where we are now seeing a real dramatic change in how policing is delivered across our communities.
That's Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Social Justice Commissioner June Oscar. This is RN Drive.